Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Democrats are in despair. That is the new report out about Biden's 2024 hopes. And they say that this is going to be a problem up and down the ticket because of his peril due to age and also inflation and the economy. What does that mean? What I've been predicting on this show now for months. The Democrats are going to try to offload Joe Biden at the last second. That is their way they believe they can win. Probably the only way that they believe they can win. Now, Democrats are reportedly in total despair that President Biden's hopes of winning re-election are imperiled due to his age and the soaring cost of living for taxpayers. The new data is being reported by the mainstream media. So the mainstream media is now turning on Joe Biden with the headline I just read for you. And again, this is a perfect example of knowing now exactly what's happening. The report signals infighting among Democrats and the establishment media's quest to help the White House resolve the conflict or move on altogether to another candidate. Dozens of Democrats and never Trump Republicans told Politico's Jonathan Martin that Biden must change his strategy to remain in the White House. Biden focused his reelection hopes on so-called Bidenomics, which some Democrats believe should be, well, shoved into a dumpster because it's just such a bad, as they describe it, talking point. His aides, quote, are under no illusion about their challenge, Martin wrote, highlighting their level of despair was striking because Biden is indeed in peril. Martin wrote, Democrats worry that Biden's age, being 80, will hinder his, quote, capacity to govern. In translation, they know that it is already hindered his capacity to govern. Now, the columnist writes that, quote, that's in part for reasons Biden refuses to accept his capacity to do the job. The oldest president in history, when he first took the oath, Biden will not be able to govern and campaign in the manner of previous incumbents. He simply does not have the capacity to do it, and his staff doesn't trust him to even try, as they make clear by blocking him from the press. Biden's bid will give new meaning to a Rose Garden campaign, and it requires accommodation to that unavoidable fact of life that he is now over 80. Now, Martin provided a solution to Biden's position, such as asking the Clintons to work for him, along with demanding current administration officials become more front-facing. Martin denied that former President Barack Obama and informal advisor will pop over from Martha's Vineyard to Nantucket for this Thanksgiving to talk to Joe out of the race, saying, hey, don't do this, and to bring in Michelle Obama-led restoration and a coalition, which is exactly what I've told you I think is going to happen. The governors, the senators, the cabinet secretaries, and the infrastructure czar should be the faces of Biden's campaign, the author goes on to say, along with the president and the vice president. So they're putting the president and vice president at the very bottom of the campaign. If that's not jacked up, I don't know what is. The message is clear. The Democrats remaining in power, it's not just an 82-year-old at the helm, but also this group, Team Normal, when compared to Trump and his Star Wars bar term two, as they describe it in the article. Now, confirming Democrats' fears and the reason why we're having this conversation, why these articles are now being written, is recent polling is showing that Biden is sagging. Why? Because of Bidenomics, because of his sagging economy. That is the number one issue now for voters. It also shows Biden's age is a significant worry, even for Democratic voters who clearly can witness and watch his cognitive decline. On a weekly basis, it seems now, he can't find his way off a damn stage. Now, voters also have said this. They trust former President Donald Trump over Biden to restore the economy, 50 to 34%. That is massive. 49% of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents are concerned about Biden's age, almost 1 in 2. And 51% of voters said there was no chance that they would vote for Joe Biden for a second term. That would be the majority of the country. You put all this together, and that spells a massive disaster for the president of the United States. Now, does he understand this? I don't think he actually does. In fact, I think that he has no clue what's actually happening right now and has no idea that this is how bad it is for him, to be honest with you. And that's partly because of what was just described there in that story, that his team is doing everything they can to protect the president from this bad news. Now, we also are being told this, that the people working for the president seem to be whoring out the White House at a level that we haven't seen since Hunter Biden was doing it when his dad was the vice president. They're talking about the return of TPP. Biden administration officials are now looking at this deal over this Asia trade deal as Xi Jinping is visiting the U.S. and going to San Francisco. The Biden administration is, quote, trying to piece together a trade deal so that it will be good news for his presidency. They want to call, they call the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity, or IPEF. That might give the U.S. economy a boost before Election Day without looking like capitulation to China or alienating the labor unions that they desperately need. Now, the process of stitching this deal over the past year has reportedly been awkward and disorganized, so the end result is unlikely to be a work of beauty, as insiders have described it. The Washington Post put it this way in the Sunday paper, saying the goal is to bind the United States more closely to allies in the region as a way to counter the growing influence of China, with a trade partnership that could be rolled out at the Asian Pacific Economic Corporation, the APEC summit in San Francisco this week, which Xi Jinping will be there for. Now, the Chinese dictator is going to attend this summit and reportedly plans to meet with President Joe Biden in San Francisco on Wednesday. A red carpet has been rolled out for Xi by the California governor, Gavin Newsom, who just visited Xi in China. He seems to increasingly view the Chinese tyrant as a mentor and senior partner, positioning himself as even more China-friendly than the president is Joe Biden. And after years of insisting nothing could be done about the chronic vagrancy problem, San Francisco made its homeless population disappear overnight. so the city would look presentable for Xi's arrival. That is something else that is pretty disgusting when you look at it. According to the Washington Post sources, the administration's goal, they say, is to put together a trade pact that can hold as a victory against China's growing economic clout and defuse anticipated campaign attacks from Republicans in the 2024 race, especially former President Trump, who ran effectively against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, known as TPP, in 2016, and will probably hammer Joe Biden as being way too soft on China, in essence bowing to China if you really look at the data. Now, the Biden administration, now, the president also has a major problem, and that problem is the unions. The Biden administration thought it solved its labor problems by negotiating a new deal that did not include the features that unions found so objectionable in 2016. But in the last few weeks, Biden's team discovered there was still a massive and seemingly intraceable obstacle, namely the push to make developing nations meet American workplace and environmental standards. That's never going to happen in China when you have child labor and forced labor and slave labor over there. Exacerbated, administration officials told the Washington Post it is difficult, quote, to convince poor Asian countries agreed to the kind of worker standards sought by the U.S. labor movement, and that Biden has prided himself on championing those standards. According to sources, the administration was warned months ago that many of the nations it is courting for this IPEF are not on board with the extremely expensive labor and environmental standards envisioned for the agreement, but decided to move ahead anyway. And again, that's how desperate they are for a win.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug.
Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Let's also talk about the scumbag Chinese Communist Party and their dictator Xi, who's coming to America. You heard me mention a moment ago that the Gavin Newsom is basically being mentored by Xi Jinping, and that's a problem. He has bowed down to him, gone to China, and basically said, I'll do whatever you need for me, almost like he's a mini communist. He's now rolling out the red carpet for Xi when he comes in for these meetings into San Francisco. Now, San Francisco has a disaster on their hands with homeless population. The city's homeless population is completely out of control, from defecating on the streets to needles on the street. It's everything you can imagine. Drugs and death, it's everywhere. The governor of California, Governor Newsom, has said there's nothing they can do. But guess what happened in a matter of days? They cleaned it all up. That's right. San Francisco has instantly displaced their homeless population, has cleaned up its homelessness in preparation for the visit from the Chinese President Xi that's scheduled this week. The cleanup of the city comes after Gavin Newsom visited China last month. The cleanup included a power washing and scrubbing of the city's streets and the removal of most of the city's homeless camps altogether. So in other words, these people that you said, you know, there's nothing we can do about, you've all of a sudden done something about them and displaced them. Quote, I know folks are saying, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because of all these fancy leaders are coming to town, Newsom said on Friday. That's true, because it's true. But it's also true for months and months and months before the APEC, we've been having conversations. Give me a break. He said the APEC, referring to the Asia Pacific Economic Corporation Summit, which will host an expected 20,000 CEOs and heads of state in the city this week. The San Francisco mayor, Lennon Breed, has argued that the conference will bring in almost $53 million, which could revitalize the city's economy, they claim, in just a week, which is also stupid. Quote, tourism is our business here in San Francisco, and we need to focus on making sure that the tourist dollars still come back. Xi's visit to California comes amid rumblings that Newsom could launch a last-minute entry into the 2024 presidential race. As some Democrats have expressed concern that President Joe Biden could not win re-election. Recent poll numbers show that former President Donald Trump would beat Biden in a hypothetical rematch today. Though some have speculated that Newsom is running a shadow campaign for 2024. The California governor has denied his eyes on the White House this year, stating it's time to move on from the speculation of someone besides Biden being the Democratic nominee. And that's exactly what I would say if I was planning to all of a sudden come in at the last minute and run against him. Now, this idea that they are now cleaning up San Francisco, not for the people of San Francisco, but for dictators and tyrants who are coming to town or that are coming to town, is honestly incredibly disgusting. But this tells you about Democrats. It's also incredibly inhumane. If these homeless people, you've now decided to just uproot them, rip up their tents and take their belongings, throw them in the trash, power wash the sidewalks, and then say, see ya, get the hell out of here. Now, how many of them will return after this and set it all up over again, I don't know. But it shows you where their hearts are, and it's not with homeless people. I want to tell you about a company that I really want you to check out. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say the only one, I mean it. They're the only one. They make a huge difference every time that you pay your bill because they actually give back to conservative causes and organizations to help you stand up for what you believe in. While you're paying a bill, you're going to have anyways. This is the part that I love about Patriot Mobile. They're making a difference every time you pay your bill, every time you make a phone call, every time that you send a text message. Patriot Mobile actually gives money back to protect First and Second Amendment rights, to protect the lives of unborn children. And that's what they're doing right now as they celebrate their 10th anniversary. If you switch right now to Patriot Mobile, they are going to give a donation to help protect life and to help mothers choose life to an organization that does everything they can to protect the lives of unborn children. Then every month when you pay your bill, they're going to continue to support the causes that I just mentioned. And this is exactly why you need to make the switch. If you're tired of woke companies, switch your cell phone to Patriot Mobile. Whether you are a business, a small business, or just a family, you can switch and they make switching easy. They have a 100% U.S.-based call center, making switching extremely easy. You're going to get nationwide coverage, unlimited talk and text, and usually save real money on your bill. 972-PATRIOT. It's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben or 972-PATRIOT. There's also another problem that's happening right now. And the White House is now having to answer questions about this because now this is the Democratic Party in general. Take a listen to what was said at the White House by Jake Sullivan.
Governor Gavin Newsom said of the cleanup this, I know folks are saying, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming to town. That's true. Does President Biden agree it's more important to impress the leader of China than the American people that live in San Francisco and pay taxes every day?
First, I completely reject the premise of your question. But secondly, I don't know what the context of what Governor Newsom said, so I won't respond to it.
I won't respond to it. First, I completely reject the premise of your question. How can you reject the premise of that question when that's literally what the governor stated and what the governor said? How can you say that, oh, I reject the question? Are you kidding me? This is your White House. This is how transparent they are. Or maybe I should say how transparent they are aren't when it comes to issues like this. Now, there's also another problem at the White House. And it deals with the hostage situation that's taking place in Gaza at the hands of the Hamas terrorists. The White House was asked about the Americans that are still being held and asked basic questions like, are they still alive? I want you to imagine being a family member of an American that's missing. And I want you to imagine that this is all the White House is now giving you.
Do you have any proof of life on hostages, especially the Americans, in the negotiations that have been going on? Has there been anything that could reassure the negotiators, the president, and you, that hostages remain alive and potentially could be rescued?
So we have been very transparent about the fact that we have limited visibility into both the whereabouts of the hostages within Gaza and their condition. And I said as recently as yesterday that we have 9 missing Americans, 1 missing green card holder, and I cannot look him in the eye and tell you how many of those hostages are still alive.
Isn't that encouraging? I love how they won an accolade. Like, we've been very transparent about the fact that we have limited visibility. So we're the most powerful country in the world, and what you're basically saying is you're flying blind, you have no idea what's going on with these hostages? You're telling me that you can't give more information than that? You don't know if they're alive, you don't know if they're dead, you don't know if there's even proof of life? And then you want us to give you credit for you being, quote, transparent about it? Are you kidding me? That's the White House and their message? Now, let's also talk about Scott Kirby at the White House. U.S. airstrikes kill Iranian-backed fighters in Syria. That's great news. But there is the other part of this conversation that also deals with the hostages. Listen.
So I think the nation, to some degree, is wondering, what is President Biden waiting for? Is he waiting for Americans to be killed before he takes substantive action that will actually give Iran pause about telling its proxies to keep harassing us?
We're not waiting for anything, John. As you just saw over the weekend, we're certainly willing and able to take retaliatory strikes to protect our troops and our facilities, and we'll continue to do that. These groups and the IRGC, the Supreme Leader, they have a choice to make. We're not looking to escalate, but if they continue to attack our troops, if they continue to put their lives in danger, we'll continue to take action and do what we have to do to protect that. Nobody's looking for a conflict here. Nobody's looking for a war with Iran. But we absolutely have a viable mission in Iraq and Syria to go after ISIS, which is still a viable threat, and we got to make sure that we have the troops and the capabilities to do that, which means they need to know that we're going to do what we have to do to protect them.
That's your White House again. And that's on Americans that are in uniform. The way the question was asked, which is absolutely right. Like, so what are we doing here? Do they have to kill an American before we respond with the full wrath of the U.S. government? Is that now how this works and how we do things? Like, hey, we don't kill anybody until you kill one of us, right? I know you tried 40 plus times. You've injured a lot of us, but no, we're going to make it where you got to kill them first. Really? Like that's now where we are? If that's what we are doing to protect American men and women in uniform, then imagine being a hostage. Imagine you're a family member of a hostage. And you're saying that they're not even protecting their soldiers. And then their response is this canned BS response that you just heard there. Well, you know, it's kind of, you know, well, it's, you know, Biden's doing what he can here. The question that came from John Roberts, is Biden waiting for Americans to be killed before he takes up some action that will actually give Iran a pause? Because they're not stopping the attacks. I want you to understand that. On Americans in and around the Middle East, like when they're attacking our bases, they're attacking American soldiers, they're trying to kill them. We've just been really good so far of not dying. Right? We've been really good at surviving these attacks. At some point, that will change. And when it does change, is that then when the president says, okay, now I'm really mad? Like, you've been trying to kill us for months, but you did it finally. You were successful. Now I'm really angry.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. There's also something else that's really interesting, and that is when you have a lack of leadership on these types of issues, when you're dealing, for example, with the attack of American soldiers in the Middle East and you not responding in the way that you should, heavy-handed, waiting, in essence, for an American to die, then you hit Iran hard, right? Until then, we're not doing anything close to that. That's just one example. But the lack of leadership has the D.C. establishment terrified that RFK could come in and actually win with Democratic voters. That's something that they're very, very concerned about. CNN, for example, had a article that they had written over the weekend said how RFK Jr. could change the outcome of the 2024 election. Now, one of the reasons why Democrats like him, and many undecideds or middle of the road or, you know, not necessarily Republican or Democratic voters like RFK Jr. is because of the video that went viral that he put out with his message about sending American troops around the world with Veterans Day. I want you to hear what he had to say, and this is certainly a populist mentality, but listen to how he describes what he believes should be our foreign policy, and you compare it to Joe Biden's right now with Israel, with Hamas, with Iran, with what's happening in China, with what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. It's a 180 from him.
Everyone, I'd like to take a few moments on this Veterans Day to offer some words to America's veterans, and I want to go beyond merely thanking you for your service to our country and tell you how I will actually honor your service and draw from your knowledge and experience in my administration. After Vietnam, the nature of our military changed dramatically, and it became an all-volunteer force. Most of you volunteered out of patriotism and idealism, and three-quarters of you deployed more than once. You may not have agreed with all the policies that launched those wars that you served in, or maybe your views changed in the course of your service. But that impulse of sacrifice and selflessness and dedication is what we need to draw on today to turn our country around to fulfill its highest ideals. One of those ideals is of America the peaceful. More than 200 years ago, John Quincy Adams said, "America goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy," but unfortunately, that is no longer true. I know that you did not join the armed forces to visit violence and mayhem around the world, but our nation's foreign policy establishment and the military-industrial complex has waged many questionable wars and has created global empire that generates endless crops of new enemies. Sometimes your patriotism and bravery have been exploited to serve goals contrary to our country's founding principle and your own values. When I'm in the White House, I'm going to return our military to its true function, which is to defend the American homeland. I won't send you abroad for regime change wars or oil wars. I will unwind the sprawling military empire that has deployed so many of you needlessly and gradually shutter most of the 800 American bases around the world. To do that, I need your help. And that is why I'm going to convene a permanent Veterans Advisory Council with a seat on the National Security Council so that veterans have a say in future decisions about war and peace. You who have sacrificed the most are among the best qualified to guide us. And I'll also draw on your experience to help me root out corruption in the defense industry and to make our military into a lean, efficient fighting force. Also, the Veterans Advisory Council will help me deliver the veterans benefits that you deserve, to look out for your interests, and to prioritize the healing, the physical and psychological wounds that many of you received and still suffer. With your help, I'll be a peace president. You know better than anyone else the toll of war on both winners and losers. And I promise you, I'm going to do everything in my power as president to keep us out of war, except as a last resort. and only in defense of our nation and our national security interests. Thank you very much. Have a very, very happy and blessed Veterans Day, and God bless all of you.
Now, those are the videos and the audio that's being put out by Kennedy that has so many Democrats concerned that he could destroy their chances of winning re-election if he pulls enough votes from them. Republicans, by the way, should also be as concerned, because there's a very good chance that he could pull the other way as well. Now, I want to go back to the CNN article because I want you to know what the enemy's writing. They said, quote, there are few things that can be more certain in life than a Democrat or Republican winning a U.S. presidential election. We don't usually do third parties or independents in this country. Chances are Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump will be elected a year from now. But it would be foolish to diminish this current poll and what the current polls are telling us. Independent RFK Jr. is polling higher than any independent or third party candidate in a generation. He, along with other non-major party candidates, has a real chance to affect the outcome, keyword affect the outcome, of the 2024 election. Take a look at a recent Quinnipiac University poll. Kennedy hit 22% among registered voters. Now, the author said that struck him as being very high. He then says, so I went into the polling vault. The last independent presidential candidate to earn over 20% support in a poll within a year of the election was Ross Perot in 1992. He ended up getting 19% of the popular vote. Perot is a bit of an exception in that independent or third party candidates usually fade as the election nears. John Anderson was polling above 20% during the 1980 campaign before pulling in just 7% in November. In 1968, former Alabama governor George Wallace topped out at 21% in pre-election polls as a third party candidate before picking up 14% when the actual votes were cast. The amazing thing, though, is that these three have been the only non-major party candidates in the history of polling to hit more than 20% within a year of the election. Kennedy is now a part of this select group. Moreover, those three prior candidates ended up getting above 5%, if not 10%, in the final outcome. We don't know where Kennedy will end up. Obviously, however, his numbers in swing states should be turning heads. According to the New York Times, Kennedy was in the high teens to upwards of 25% in the six closest states that Biden won in 2020 over Donald Trump. That list: Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Michigan. The Times polls were notable, of course, because they sent some Democrats into a tizzy and some Republicans into euphoria earlier this week. Trump came in with a higher share of the vote than Biden in these five of these six states among registered voters, and in four of them among likely voters. That's not good news for Democrats. If the final results match those polls, Trump would win the election, and it would be a big win. But when Kennedy was introduced as an option among likely voters, Trump was ahead of Biden in only two states. So again, if you're celebrating, stop and listen. I'm going to say that again. When Kennedy was introduced as an option among likely voters, Trump was ahead of Biden in only two states, Georgia and Nevada. His 5-point leads in Arizona and Pennsylvania disappeared into ties. Biden held a well within the margin of error edge in Pennsylvania, while the two were tied in Michigan. What does this mean? Don't think that RFK Jr. is a good thing for Republicans. It may actually cost us the election. CNN writes it this way. To put another way, a clear Trump polling lead became a jumbled mess with no clear favorite to win the Electoral College, thanks to Kennedy if he stays in. Both Biden, 34%, and Trump, 36%, were south of the 40% in an aggregate across the six states. The fact that an independent candidate could take such a large chunk of the vote shouldn't be surprising. Both Biden and Trump's unfavorability ratings were in the high 50s in the Times poll. They're tied with Democrat Hillary Clinton and Trump in 2016 as the two least liked frontrunners for their party's nomination in polling history. Given all that, it's no surprise we're seeing other independent and third-party candidates jumping or potentially jumping into the 2024 race. This is exactly why we need to be watching very closely. We need to be watching extremely closely what's going on with RFK Jr. and reminding people just how extreme of a liberal he actually is. He can dress up and act like he's not. But if you look at his policies and look at what he has said, for example, RFK Jr. has said, listen carefully, he has said, okay, that he thinks that those that don't believe in climate change should be put in jail. Does that sound like a conservative ideal? Of course not. Please make sure you share this podcast wherever you are on social media by hitting that little forward button. Also, make sure you write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach more Americans, and we will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.